Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Did you listen to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to catch up with that cheat sheet?
I did not.
Oh, all right, Steve. The playing field is level.
Playground.
That's all right, man of integrity. Let's go, Richard.
Out of the studio you go, sir. If you are playing along at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What type of alcohol is in a margarita?
Tequila.
Yes, sir. How many players are on a water polo team?
7.
Yes. Which country gives out Juno Awards?
Canada.
Correct. Who is Tweety Bird's most frequent antagonist?
Sylvester.
Yes. In what decade was the first 3-position traffic signal patented?
The 40s.
No.
50s?
No.
60s.
No. Which planet is often referred to as the Big Blue Planet?
Uranus.
No.
Neptune.
Yes. Which East Coast state has a national park commemorating the life of Harriet Tubman?
New England.
No.
New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
No. What are de-headed, de-veined, and sorted by size using a Latrim machine?
Peanuts.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Red.
Yes. Who was president when the White House got its first computer in 1978?
Nixon.
No.
Reagan.
No.
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. A fine score, Richard.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take 6.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah. This is like the one moment during the show where you and I just never see eye to eye.
Are you ready, though?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah!
What type of alcohol is in a margarita?
That would be tequila.
Yes, sir. How many players are on a water polo team?
6.
No.
5?
No.
7.
Yes. Which country gives out Juno Awards?
That would be Canada.
It would be. Who is Tweety Bird's most frequent antagonist?
Sylvester the Cat.
Yes. In what decade was the first 3-position traffic signal patented?
In which decade? 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No. Which planet is often referred to as the big blue planet?
Oh, that would be Uranus, Tyron.
That would not be.
Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
No. Mm. Which East Coast state has a national park commemorating the life of Harriet Tubman?
New Jersey.
No.
New York.
No.
Washington, D.C.
No. What are D-headed, D-veined, and sorted by size using a Latrim machine?
D-headed. Rats?
No.
I don't know. Bugs?
No.
Spiders?
No. Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Green.
No.
Blue.
No.
Purple.
No. Who was president when the White House got its first computer in 1978?
That would be Nixon?
No. Steve.
I fell apart. I started off strong.
You got four correct, and that is a loss.
Yeah, baby,
6-4.
Good game, Richard.
Nice job, Richard.
Wow.
I feel like the Mariners right now. Neither of you guessed this question correctly. The first three-position traffic signal was patented in the 1920s, a long time ago. And then the planet referred to as the big blue planet, our friend knew that it was Neptune. The East Coast state where you will find a national park commemorating the life of Harriet Tubman is in Maryland. D-headed.
Oh, damn it. I was close.
You were so close. You're so right close. In there.
Right there.
D-headed, D-veined, and sorted by size using a Latrim machine. That would be shrimp.
Oh.
Yes.
And okay, then, it's less creepy than I thought it was as a question.
Rats, bugs. Vermilion is a shade of red. And the president, when the White House got its first computer, was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Congratulations, Richard. Steve, good luck again at 8:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rush has announced that they have a Seattle date they've added to the 50-something tour, Climate Pledge Arena, on October 10th.
Are you excited, Taryn?
I'm so excited.
I can tell.
If you want a shot at winning those tickets before they go on sale, we're going to give you a code word to text for your chance to win at 8:05 this morning. Big news today, Rockaholics. Big news indeed.
Oh, it's 8:05.
It's 8:05. Rush has announced that they are bringing the 50-something tour to Climate Pledge Arena. They've added that Seattle date, Saturday, October 10th, and we're going to have your chance to win tickets all week long before you can even buy them. And as you can tell, I'm very enthusiastic about this.
Danny and I are also very fired up to see Rush.
Yeah.
Are you going to take us?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys got to see them. Listen all week at this time at 8:05 for the code word, and then you're going to want to text that code word to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win. This morning's code word is Rush.
Rush.
R-U-S-H. Wow. Text the word Rush to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to score tickets to see Rush at Climate Pledge Arena for the 50-something tour on October 10th, courtesy of Live Nation.
So what day is that of the week?
It is a Saturday, Steve.
It's a Saturday.
I'm so excited.
Well, I was going to say, I have a feeling we're probably going to have to take some time off so that Tyron can fully enjoy this Rush concert.
I'm going to need Friday off to prepare, Monday off to recover.
And then they're coming to Vancouver, British Columbia as well.
On December 15th, which is a Monday. I'm doing all the research.
I mean, who am I to tell you how to plan a tour? But it seems strange that they're going to be here in Seattle on a Saturday in October and then not play out Vancouver until December.
Yeah, they bounce around quite a bit in there. They added several new dates this morning. And you can get details on our contest at KISW.com.
So Rush, text that in now.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Migs, Danny, I am a bad girl.
Uh-oh.
I opened my mail the other day and found a notice of infraction.
Okay.
Like I got a notice of infraction from the Work Zone Speed Safety Camera Program from the Washington State Department of Transportation and Washington State Patrol.
So I've gotten notice for, like, you know, when I would never say I would, like, run a red light, but maybe I haven't fully slowed down when I'm turning.
Yes.
And I've gotten ticketed for that, which always sucks because I'm just like, I deserve it, but you got to be kidding me.
Well, this happened. We were southbound on I-5 heading down to Oregon about a month ago, so apparently I was going 70 in a 60.
Hold on. So you did not know that you did this?
No.
Were there any signs that said, hey, we're videoing? Because I know, like, in school zones, there's, like, a spot, I think it's, like, 5-4 Federal Way area where it's just, like, you got to do 20 miles per hour, and if you go a lick over that, you're getting that ticket.
There probably was a sign, and I just ignored it or didn't see it. I don't have any recollection of said sign, but I do know that there was a lot of work being done on I-5 while we were making that trip to Oregon. But what's
so
really weird...
So you were on I-5?
Yes.
I've never gotten a...
Never, ever on the freeway.
Damn.
But then what's really wild is that I looked at the amount due, and the amount due is $0. So I was like, is this...
Wait, is this just a warning?
I think this, so.
So maybe it's like a new thing that they're doing. I mean, maybe we should like check, but like maybe it's like a new trial that they're going to start doing this. So they're not giving people tickets just yet, but they're warning people.
It seems like it. And then they say you have to
fight the warning.
I'm going to fight the warning for sure. Yeah. So it says that you basically just have to go on and acknowledge the fact that they sent you this infraction.
Oh, don't do it. Don't acknowledge it.
Well, then what happens if I don't acknowledge it?
I have no idea, but you can't admit that you're guilty.
I've just never in my life received a ticket in the mail for $0.
That is so weird.
So weird.
Do you have to write them a check for $0?
There's like a coupon, one of these little coupon things that I'm supposed to clip off and send back signing that I acknowledge it, or I can do it online. Either way, but again, it says amount due, $0, but they do want a response.
Yeah, it's got to be just a warning, just to kind of like, hey, this is what we're doing now.
According to the Googles, yes, warnings are given via mail, via specific situations, such as speeding tickets from traffic cameras, warnings about employers, about performance.
Performance? Oh. I've never had any complaints about that.
Well, yeah, we've talked to Brad before. And to say, you'll be getting a letter in the mail.
That's the other thing, too, is with this... They have pictures of my car. I don't know if it was me driving or Brad driving. I can't remember.
Blame it on Brad.
So I am going to blame it on Brad. And I'm going to charge him $0.
Somebody said, yeah, this is a pilot program. They're not charging just yet. Construction zones now have mobile cameras for speeders. And then they double the fine.
Oh, no. Damn. Well, I'm going to just take this and start driving a little more safely.
See, I thought we could speed on the freeways and not to worry about this kind of stuff. Now, here we are having to follow the rules and obey the speed limit on the freeways.
Only in the work zone, Steve. Only in the work zone.
Well, that makes sense.
When we're outside of the work zones, you can go as crazy as you want.
So when they're done doing the work, they're going to take the cameras with them?
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm done with this.
Or Brad's done with this.
Yes, he is.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did a coach in the NHL actually say that he'd be willing to give up one of his children if it meant his team could actually win a game? Many have opinions on what he said, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The head coach of the San Jose Sharks is a guy named Ryan Warsofsky, and he is going viral for what he had to say about the team after they've gone 0-5 to start the season.
This group, though, I mean, do you think it has sort of the resolve to sort of get back in it? Maybe a little bit more so than previous years.
Yeah, I think so. You know, again, a lot of new players. We got to just keep working. I mean, keep teaching from the coaches. We got to keep preparing them. But yeah, trust me. It sucks. Keep telling myself there's got to be a reason why this keeps happening, in a sense. You know, I'd give up one of my children for a win. So, It's frustrated. I'm sorry for swearing. We're very, very frustrated, and we're going to keep working at it.
I'm sorry for cursing, but I'm not sorry for offering up one of my children.
Take the kid, give me a win. Many, of course, have voiced their opinions on this online, so we have to go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments. And well, first of all, it's nice to see that the Seattle Kraken are nowhere near the basement right now. We're in second place.
Yeah, killing it.
We're crushing it, baby, playing the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. We figured who better to read these comments than someone who's known for being a great dad. A great dad of the cartoon form.
Homer Simpson?
You know it. So we got Homer Simpson, who would never give up Maggie, Lisa, maybe Bart, in exchange for a win for the San Jose Sharks. But here he is reading some of the comments from what seemed like Sharks fans and other fans of hockey just commenting on what this guy said. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I would also give up one of his kids for a win.
Take your pick. Anyone will work.
Who's taking them? Is it the opposing team? Is it sure. Like the Ottawa Senators? Like, thanks for the kid. We'll let you win this game.
It's like their new mascot?
Weird.
I couldn't think of a worse way to say that.
Imagine being his kids.
I mean, hopefully they know that he's got a bit of a sense of humor.
Was he joking there?
I hope so.
Oof. Father of the year. Imagine coming home to your family after saying that.
Well, I'm sure mom's not too pleased.
Hey, guys, I was just kidding, man. It's me, Dad.
What's for dinner?
The team and his family should fire him.
Okay.
Dad, you owe your kids, family, fans, and organization an apology. I thought this was a satire post until I watched the clip.
That's the funny part. When I was just scrolling on Instagram and I saw like sometimes they do like a still image and then they'll put like some kind of a quote or something like that on there. And I'm reading this. I'm like, oh, is this some kind of like hockey version of the Onion or like some kind of like goof page? And then it lets you scroll to the next page where they have the video. I'm like, oh crap, this is a legitimate thing that this guy said.
I mean, I share in his frustration. That would be awful to be 0-5.
Yeah, and I know he's not genuinely giving up his kid. Like, I know, don't get me twisted, but it's just a strange thing to say.
Mind you, he could have said anything else. His kidney, his car, his house, his kids just got infinite guilt trip material.
Yeah, Christmas is going to be awesome this year. Unless he's fired and he can't afford anything.
Oh, ouch. Yeah.
I mean, we don't need you to do that, Coach. That's not necessary. And honestly, it's a little disturbing you said that.
I mean, I had a good laugh.
When did you guys give up your kids for a Kraken win? Stanley Cup championship?
Season win. There we go.
World Series? Yes.
It's been a good run. Congrats on losing your second tooth. It's time for the Kraken to win some games.
I'm not a hockey fan, so excuse me for not knowing. But this guy isn't seriously their head coach.
Yes.
What a f***ing idiot. Why not just coach better?
Well, I mean, I think that's his hope, is that he would coach better. I don't think he's intentionally trying to lose, unless there's a top draft pick that they're trying to get.
Well, that could be a strategy.
We got one more comment about this coach offering up his child for a win. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm a Mariners fan. I'd give up both of my kids for one more win.
Okay. Tonight is the night. Yes.
We're willing to give up all three of our kids.
Yes.
If the Seattle Mariners can go to the World Series. Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on December 12th. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Brent Smith from Shinedown joined the men's room the other week.
And did he?
Yes, and he was so funny, and it just makes me so excited to have these guys back in the PNW, because Brent and Zach are going to be throwing down some acoustic jams. The Pretty Reckless is going to be there. Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, Return to Dust. Can you believe it, Steve?
I can't wait.
It is the lineup of our Christmas dreams.
I'm willing to give up one of my kids in order to see this show.
Yes. You can grab your tickets while they are still available over at KISW.com.
And I only have one of them.
As you gear up for the day, you might be a little bit curious as to what is happening out there in the world. And since there's so much information, we've sifted through all of it to find those nuggets. And we're going to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are heading back to the World Series after sweeping the Brewers.
That was easy.
But Shohei Ohtani had a standout performance that I don't know that anybody's ever experienced in their lifetime. He became the big story, hitting 3 homers and throwing 10 strikeouts. He got the series' most valuable player trophy. And now the Dodgers are going to face the winner of tonight's Game 7 between our Seattle Mariners and the Blue Jays, happening in Toronto. World Series begins Friday.
I feel like whoever moves, I mean, look, the crazier things have happened. That's why you play the game. That's why there's a 7-game series. You just never know what will happen. I just almost, it just feels like whoever's going in from the American League is just there to just get destroyed by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
They seem like an unstoppable force. Yeah,
I mean, they definitely have that. They got their money's worth.
Oh, definitely.
And Ohtani's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that was mind boggling. What an athlete.
Yeah, I know. When I saw that, I had to do like a double take. I'm like, oh yeah, I know he pitches and hits, but that just seems still ridiculous that he's able to hit 3 home runs and throw 10 strikeouts
on a different level.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone else could even come close to the most valuable player award.
No.
Even if that was all he did in this entire series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm asking you, Taryn, but I feel like maybe you would be the one in this room that might have at some point in your life licked a frog with hopes of it making you high.
You know, I haven't yet. But okay. There's still time.
I don't know why. It's like, I bet Taryn's done this.
She's done some frog somewhere. Licking.
She probably came across a frog in Stanwood back in her teen years, and her friends thought it'd be hilarious to lick it. So you've never done that?
I've never done that.
Well, apparently in Arizona, there's some people that are like, hey, be warned and be, you know, just don't lick frogs, which you think, okay, maybe you should just never say that. But there's some rare toads that have been coming out and people are trying to lick them to get high. But the problem is that they could kill you because you just should not be doing that.
Oh, no.
Apparently a German shepherd survived licking one of these toads. But here's this guy by the name of Gray. He's a zoologist talking about what to do if you do end up licking a frog.
First thing I would do is take a garden hose and flush their tongue and then make plans to get to an emergency clinic right away. The key thing is you want to keep their body temperature from spiking because that can lead to seizure and death. And so, you know, quick rinse of the tongue, work that tongue, get that slime off.
What is happening?
Taryn also had this to say about that.
All over it.
Okay, so this, be warned. Stay away from the frogs.
I will.
I'm shocked. I honestly thought coming in this when I saw that story, I'm like, I bet Taryn's licked a frog.
I've never licked a frog.
Danny,
I've held
a frog. Oh, yeah. I licked frogs all the time. I won't do any other drugs, but frogs in. Albuquerque, you guys love licking frogs, right? It's hot air balloons and frog licking. Yeah, exactly.
Season 27 of South Park unexpectedly ended after only 5 episodes with one that was supposed to be the 6th episode called Twisted Christian, instead launching into season 28. The 10 episode season was cut a little bit short, but they didn't really explain why that happened. Trey and Matt didn't tell us what was going on.
I don't know what it is with South Park, but I just always assume they're effing with us. And I don't know if there's a plan of attack that they have, like where they're just kind of disappearing for a second, and when they come back, it's just like get more interest. But I never believe anything with the South Park guys.
Have you ever been a big South Park watcher?
I used to watch it quite a bit. Yeah, I haven't. I'll be honest with you, it's been a few seasons.
Yeah.
Now it's like whenever there's like an episode that people are talking about for being over the top epic, then I'm like, okay, I should go check that out. But I'm not watching it every week.
Yeah, same. Right. I get the clips after the fact.
So there's this company, a shoe company by the name of On, and they're facing a class action lawsuit because customers, it's the strangest reason to file a lawsuit, but they're complaining because their cloud shoes won't stop squeaking as they walk. And so the people who bought these shoes feel that they're embarrassed by it, so they decided, I'm going to sue the shoe company. If you're curious, what does it sound like when you walk wearing these shoes? This is what it sounds like. That sounds like me when I wear flip-flops. My wife always makes fun of me. She's just like, can you flop quieter? I'm like, I'm not doing this on purpose.
I mean, I'm looking at them. They're kind of cool-looking shoes.
We have a coworker here. I don't know if you guys heard him today. He was walking around the building. And I wonder if he's wearing these shoes. You didn't hear him earlier when you went to the bathroom?
No.
Oh, I heard it.
Okay, now we got to follow him around and try to record his shoes.
You know, I think, well, because I have a pair of Sounder shoes that I bought. They're very squeaky.
Uh-huh.
So I think I've just learned to tune it out when I wear those, because I'm not wearing those ones today.
You're not launching into a lawsuit instead?
I should.
That is the strangest lawsuit that is even going on. Like, the shoes are too squeaky. It's like, okay, well, just get new shoes.
Or, like, get over it.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs? Today might be the day because he's lost twice so far this morning. 328 wins, 110 losses, and 96 ties so far in 2025.
I'm going to lick a frog and see if that helps me.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.